Hello, my name is Angela. Thank you for listening to this podcast for parents. If your child was diagnosed with autism, many changes are ahead for you. Some of the family rituals you have will change, and this can lead to confusion, stress, and an overwhelming sense of disconnect between you and your child. Don't worry, though. Your child is special. You could be a special parent by learning about your child. Did you know that you're not alone? 1.5 million Americans have some form of autism. That means that 3 million parents are trying to figure out their child's behaviors too. This podcast will explore the ways you can help your child. Often parents of children with autism are not trained on addressing the behaviors and communication challenges their child exhibits. This 8-step guide will begin to help you build some parenting skills that you need for dealing with your child who is special. So let's get started. Autism can be treated in many ways through interventions. Keep in mind that these interventions are not a cure, but helpful ways for your child to live with autism. The goal is to help your child become comfortable in social settings, productive in school, and help him or her to create lasting friendships. With that being said, let's take a look at our 8-step guide. The topics being covered include finding acceptance, reaching out, seeking resources, relearn learning, saying no to stress, becoming an advocate, developing a plan, and becoming aware. Let's take a look at step number one, finding acceptance. Family resilience is formed by having an optimistic and positive attitude. Your child has a disorder that is altering your family's life. The challenge is all right, it just needs to be accepted. The following statement is a quote from a mother whose child was recently diagnosed with autism. Quote, being told Ethan had autism was a huge relief. I knew something wasn't right with him, and I had already adjusted to that. Getting the diagnosis meant we could just get him the help that he needed. End quote. Ethan's mother already knew her son was different, but now she knows why and can make changes to ensure Ethan is successful. And that is exactly what you need to do as a parent, accept and become open to change. Step 2, reaching out. Educate your family and friends. Receiving support from your family and friends is very important, but you need to teach them how they can help you. Using social support systems within your community is also a great coping strategy, as many experts have learned. Remember, you're not the only parent dealing with a child who has autism. This website contains a wealth of information. Did you know that if you do a Google search using the word autism, you will receive 3,140,000 results? This can be overwhelming, and not all are good sources. I recommend looking at websites that end in .org, which is an organization, .edu, which is an educational institution, and .gov, which is a United States government website. For more information about internet resources, please refer to the podcast study guide for a list of helpful websites, blogs, and social networking tools. Step 3, seeking resources. Research shows most parents choose avoidance. Many parents say, quote, if I ignore the symptoms and behaviors, hopefully they will go away, end quote. A significant amount of research has shown this method only helps in the short term. Long-term change is achieved by utilizing individual, family, and community resources. You can do this by early intervention programs, and this simply refers to activities that help your child develop and improve some skills, social skills. School support. This can be achieved by the use of wraparound services or a classroom aide. A wraparound service allows your child to be assigned a professional who will provide one-on-one support when your child is in a difficult situation. Pediatric recommendations. This can include speech or occupational therapy. Step 4. Relearn learning. Your child learns differently than other children. It is important to understand these differences. The goal is not to change your child, but to change the environment to meet the needs of your child. And I'm going to repeat that. The goal is not to change your child, but to change the environment to meet the needs of your child. Drastic measures do not need to be taken, but your child does need to feel safe and secure in his or her environment. Once your child feels safe and secure, then parents, teachers, and caregivers can begin the teaching process. Parents, teachers, and caregivers need to pick up on the child's interests and needs so that appropriate interventions can be used to help control the child's behaviors and ensure that he or she is learning to the best of their abilities. Your child needs more time to learn things in the classroom and at home. Your child learns differently than other children in his or her class, so ensure that your child is gaining the most out of instruction at school and also at home. Encourage a parent-teacher conference. Learn about your child's teacher and his or her methods of instruction. Is your child in an inclusion class? What is stated on his or her individualized education plan? These are all things that you need to research to ensure the optimal success for your child. Interventions only work when the correct one is being used. At the parent-teacher conference, make sure your child's teacher is aware of his or her interests, social understandings, intellectual level, language level, and age. Don't forget to include your child in the decision making. Ask what they think and what they like. Step 5. Saying no to stress. The behaviors of your child can increase the stress that you feel. This is a natural reaction. This increased stress leads to a less productive learning environment at home. Your child needs to feel safe at home. Remember, this may be the only place that he or she feels safe. You are not the only one with stress. Children with autism have increased anxiety, which then leads to stress. You and your child can work together to ensure your home is a calm and productive environment. You can do this by learning techniques for stress reduction. Some techniques include yoga, deep breathing, relaxing music, and journaling. Step 6. Becoming an advocate. You can be an advocate not only for your child, but for others diagnosed with autism. You can do this by ensuring your child's teacher is trained in teaching students with autism. Research shows many teachers and staff are not properly trained. You can become an advocate in your local organizations. You could be an active part, or if your town does not have the organization presence, you can be a sponsor of a local branch. The possibilities are endless. Just be creative. You can make a difference. Step 7. Developing a plan. Each step in this podcast is important, but number 7 may be the most useful in receiving immediate results. Let's do a little recap of the first 6 steps. We talked about finding acceptance and trying to remain optimistic. We discussed educating family and friends so that they can help you as a parent. We looked at seeking resources to ensure that your child is developing properly. We learned that your child learns differently, and we discussed the importance of eliminating stress. These are all very important steps. What we need to add is a behavior plan. What do you do when your child is acting out and not listening to your directions? As a parent, your first step needs to be consistency. If your child follows a routine at home, this will reduce your child's confusion and anxiety, which will help with defiant behaviors. Next, you need to understand these challenging behaviors. Your child is acting out for a reason. Once you identify what your child is trying to tell you, then you can teach alternative forms of expression. Traditional timeouts do not normally work with children who have autism. You may want to try and create expectations and consequences. Have your child help in creating this list. You may want to illustrate the expectations and consequences somewhere in your home. This visual representation will help your child to remember what is expected of him or her. This will only be effective if you have follow-through. Let me explain. Billy always cleans up his paints. Billy knows if he does not clean up his paints, then he will not be allowed to play with them for one day. Billy also knows that only Dad enforces this rule. So when Mom is home, instead of cleaning up his paints, Billy gets mad and throws them on the floor. The next day, Billy is crying because he wants his paints. Mom lets him play with them. Billy now knows he will not get punished by Mom, and he continues to push the limits. Structure and consistency are the two most important things to keep in mind when dealing with defiant behaviors. And I'm going to repeat that again. Structure and consistency are the two most important things to keep in mind when dealing with defiant behaviors. Let's look at step number 8, becoming aware. I have saved the best for last. Focus on what your child can do rather than what they can't do. Your child is special in so many ways. Consider the following questions. What does your child enjoy? When is your child most successful? What does your child not mind doing? Once you have a better understanding of your child's interests, you will have a better understanding of your child's true personality without the label of having autism. You have made an important first step by listening to this podcast. If you are eager to learn more about autism, I recommend that you read other guides also on this website. Thank you for listening. I hope this resource helped you or someone you love. Have a wonderful day.